Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's Chicago's afternoon news here on 720 WGN. We are all looking for signs of better things to come. And one of those signs arrives tonight at the CIBC Theater. Rent opens up, and it's the first of the big shows for the season for Broadway in Chicago. Live theater at the big stage is back. Lou Raisin is the president of Broadway Chicago in Chicago. He joins us now. Lou, welcome.
Thank you.
All right, big night?
You know what? When you've been dark for 17 months, it's not just a big night. It's an unbelievable night.
What, a few things. We'll talk about safety and all of that coming up. But so Rent opens up tonight, and they're calling it the farewell tour. What are your ticket sales like?
You know, Rent is the audience. Can't wait to see Rent, and it shows in the sales. Our sales are huge for Rent. The way the show is looking right now, it's on a trajectory to sell out. So
tonight it'll sell out tonight.
No, it's run here in Chicago.
I got you. Okay, well that's fantastic. And tell me about then the precautions and what will be involved when people go to the theater tonight and then through the season.
So one of the things that we did is, you know, safety is. Without safety, nothing else matters. And you know, we have spent literally millions of dollars in upgrading heating and ventilating systems and fresh air intakes, purification in the systems. You want to bring as much outside air into the facility mm-hmm. as quickly as possible, turning over that air. I know more about air filtration and MERV filters than I ever thought I would know. But, you know, it's been something we've had to do. We are now touchless in the facility, so all of our bathrooms are touchless. Our ticketing is touchless. We're a fully vaccinated staff. That's a mandate for our staff, mm-hmm. and our audiences are vaccinated and masked as well.
Lou Raisin is the president of Broadway in Chicago. When that comes up, a lot of people ask, well, how do you police that? How do you check it? And so how will you ask for vaccination cards at
yes,
the door?
We will.
Yeah.
Yep. That's you know, it. I'm sorry to say that, you know, this is a crazy time we're all in. And, you know, we have had bag checks, and that's another sad state to begin with. But now we add vaccine checks on the way.
And you're prepared to turn people away?
We are.
Yeah. And the staff, as you said, is all vaccinated. Everyone will have masks inside.
Yes, everyone will be wearing a mask. That is, you know, one of the things that becomes very important to us is, and what's taken us as long, we were the first to close as the industry, the first industry to close, and we're mm-hmm. the last to reopen. And that's because the economics don't work with social distancing. Or reduced capacity. You know, unlike a restaurant that can serve at a reduced capacity or can serve carryout, our stages have been dark for all of these months.
The stage at the CBIC lights up tonight with Rent as the Broadway in Chicago begins its season in earnest. And, you know, we're talking to Lou Raisin, the president of Broadway in Chicago. I'd kind of meant this to be a joyful interview. This is good news, and we're focusing maybe on the conservative or negative, I'm not sure there. But tell me about the theater community. They've been away, and not just the patrons, but the people who work backstage, the people who are the ushers or sell the programs or the concessions. I mean, a lot of these people are there because they love the theater. It's going to be a big night for them.
It's going to be a huge night. We've gone from 1,000 people that we employed prior to the pandemic down to 14. Those 14 people worked like 140 people. But my heart goes to the 850-plus people mm-hmm. that didn't work, that didn't have a job, that could, you know, that had families. And that, you know, my heart is today full that we turn the lights on and we invite our teams back. And it's a beautiful thing. It's the audience is there hearing the sound of people together, you know, from a cultural standpoint and the 250 theaters that make up Chicago, we're all in the same place.
Yeah.
We need that connection. We need that joy in our lives. And culture and theater is a big part of it.
You know, I heard a commentator say one time 20 years ago, Lou, and I'm sorry, I don't remember her complete name, so I won't even mention it. But they were talking at the time about, you know, people who don't like to go to movies with other people, and there's popcorn rustling and people talking and phones chirping or whatever. And she pointed out it's one of the few things that we as a society, as a public, do with each other. We break up a lot for dinners or whatever. I guess sporting events are one thing, but the idea of getting together in a room with a bunch of other people and sitting quietly together, we don't do sorts of things like that very much anymore.
You know, it's sharing an emotional experience. You're connecting with the same thing. You know, the person sitting next to you is connecting with the same thing you're connecting with. You know, that's what theater's about. It's taking you on a ride. It's bringing you with them. It's filling your soul with joy. And we can't wait to have the people back in the theater.
It all starts tonight at the CIBC Theater. Rent returns. Lou Raisin, the president of Broadway in Chicago. I wish you the best of luck, Lou. It's been a long wait, and I hope you have a fantastic, healthy season.
Thank you, and looking forward to seeing you in the theater.
You bet. I'll be there. It's Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. All right, let's head into the traffic area to get a look at the weather and the traffic. Here's Mary.